Good morning, Carolina. Thanks for having me.
I understand this all started when your bike was stolen. Tell me what happened.
Oh, I don't know if we have enough time for that. My bike was stolen just about 4 years ago. It was in an underground 7-story parking garage with 3 hardened steel locks on it, and they still got it. It had only been parked there for 5 hours, the only time I had ever let it out of my sight. And they ruined my weekend, ruined my truck, and actually gave me the beginnings of my next career.
You said that your bike had 3 locks. You think that that would be deterrent enough?
You would think, but, you know, these bike thieves are ruthless. They actually took apart the bicycle rack on the back of my truck and took the bicycle intact with the rack. That's the extent that they went to, because bike theft is a big business.
Yeah,
very
tell me,
profitable.
I want to hear more about the profit of this that would drive somebody to go to such lengths to steal something as simple as a bike.
Well, you know, I was quite unaware myself until this crime happened to me, and I started doing some research. It's about a $500 million a year problem in North America, $500 million. And so most entrepreneurs out there in Silicon Valley and whatnot would only dream of creating a $500 million enterprise, and that's the scale of bike theft.
And we know that there are chop shops right in Prince George. When you went about trying to recover your own bike, what were some of the things you came up against?
Well, the first thing that I did was I'm a member of a mountain biking team, and so there are about 35 riders on the team. So I broadcast out a photo of my bike, said that it went missing, and the teammates spread it to social media. And my estimate's about 9,700 people saw that bike within an hour and knew that it was missing. And 30 days later, sure enough, it appeared on Craigslist, and someone 5 levels removed from my network spotted it.
Huh.
So the first thing I learned was social media really works. I had a really long experience going through and finally recovering my bicycle, and the headline was that the bad guys are better organized and are using technology better than the good guys. I was shocked and dismayed at just how antiquated some of the law enforcement systems were, and also highly frustrated by these unregulated online marketplaces that were just an incredible channel for property theft and profit for the bad guys out there.
So what does 529 Garage do?
So we basically took a look at everything that worked in my small disaster scenario and put it together in an app. So I learned the hard way that the police aren't going to give you your bike back if you don't know your serial number. Now, as avid as a cyclist as I was, I didn't even know my bike had a serial number. So I found the bike online. I hunted down the person that was fencing the bike. I served that person up to law enforcement. Law enforcement got my bicycle, and they would not give it back to me. So I learned a couple of hard lessons. I learned that you need to know your serial number and have proof of ownership. Most cyclists don't. I also learned that the police do incredible work recovering a ton of bikes every year that go to auction or charities because they can't find their owners. But building on top of that was using the power of the crowd. So it's simple. You take 5 minutes out of your day, snap a few photos of your bicycle, take down a few specific details, and it's registered. In the event that that bike goes missing, you press the alert button, you walk out of Starbucks, bike's gone, you press the alert button, every other rider in the network within 10K is going to see photographs of your bike that lets them know that it's missing and has an easy way to give a tip back to yourself and to law enforcement to let everyone know that it's been spotted. You know, the system does work. We know it works because we register every other type of vehicle that goes on the road or in our waterways.
Do police want to be spending their time pursuing stolen bikes? I mean, is it that important?
It's very important to police, it turns out. And again, this is such an education for me. What people don't understand is a bicycle is a great getaway vehicle and often leads to break and enters or theft from auto. Now, what the cops can't do, it's just not practical to say, I lost my orange Kona Doo. Hey, cops, go hunt for it. Where the cops do a great job is they'll bust the meth lab and they'll find 30 bikes because they were also operating and fencing and stolen property. Or they will, you know, go after a crime ring, a property ring, and bikes will be one of the things that they're trading in. So that's the cops' role. Where the cops really like what we're doing now with 529 Garage is we're giving the community something to do.
Jay, we're talking to you from Portland this morning. How did you wind up partnering with Prince George?
Well, it started back in June, Caroline. Rob Brunt of the Vancouver Police Department, he's a 25-year vet in Vancouver, reached out to me and said, you know, this bike theft thing is out of control for us. He had been on the street for 25 years, seized, in his estimate, about 1,500 bikes, and one day visited the property room where there is a three-story carousel to manage the number of stolen bikes that they recover in Vancouver. And he just asked, you know, how many of these go back to owners? And the answer was less than 100 a year. And Rob said, wait a minute, you know, I grabbed 1,500 bikes off of bad guys over my career, and you're telling me maybe a dozen have gone back to their victims? So now we're in over 60 bike shops now and 10 municipalities in British Columbia. The power of that is, you know, a lot of these bikes will actually jump postal codes very quickly.
So a bike stolen in Prince George could be found in a place like Fort St. John by the Alberta border, for instance.
Exactly. Or even thrown on a truck and sent to Calgary, you know, along with 50 other bikes. A lot of the fences will deal in the tens of bikes. And, you know, here I am in Vancouver. I've got 30 bikes. I'm going to list all 30 in Surrey and all 30 in Squamish. Fuji bicycle becomes a Fiji. Blue becomes aqua, sort of discourage, you know, a victim that might be on the hunt. And, you know, I publish it 100K away and wait for interest to come in and schedule appointments on Sunday, and I'll meet you in the, you know, the Timmy's parking lot.
So for the person who owned that blue Fiji bike, who wants to get it back, say they live in Prince George, how do they get involved?
Well, the first thing you do is do a great job locking your bike and then register it. And then the most important thing to close it all off is really to file a police report. As I said, you know, tens of thousands of bikes are recovered each year in British Columbia, and they don't go back to their owners because no police report filed and no details known. So it's critical to know the details of your biking to get those details to the cops. And that's where 529 Garage can help. It's easier than taking a picture of your sandwich and posting it on Instagram.
All right, easier than Instagram. Jay Allard, thanks so much for this.
All right, thanks for having me this morning.